Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. And I'm here once again with Brenda Titus, my co-host. And I've got a very, very special episode today because have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes? Well, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do kind of a walkthrough to show you how we put together the episodes and all the work that goes into it and kind of the lighting setup and stuff like that. So, with no further ado, here we go with a behind-the-scenes episode. Hope you enjoy it. Leave comments, leave questions. Please like and share us, and let's get the word out. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, here we are as we do our behind-the-scenes. Before we get any farther, as you know, I'm Cal Banyan. I want to introduce Brenda Titus. She is my co-host. She's been, gosh, for 2 years, I heard the other day, a whole bunch of, how many we got now?
Somewhere along this, we'll be recording my 40th today.
All right, 40th today. She doesn't look a day over, 30 podcasts. She only looks like 30 podcasts old. She's 40 podcasts old. Anyway, if you've been watching the program, you know Brenda Titus. She's got a great background with a bachelor's degree in
sociology and criminal justice.
And a master's degree in
criminology.
And before you worked here, you worked
rape crisis.
Good. And look, she just said, I'm going to the hypnosis side of life, and she's working with hypnosis now. All right, so let's get in here behind the scenes. Now, what I would normally do before we get started recording podcasts, doing any of that stuff, is I meet with Brenda. And I have not met with Brenda yet. She comes with topic ideas and that kind of thing. So we're just going to proceed with our regular meeting so you can see how that goes. And gosh, I hope it goes well. All right. All right, Brenda, what you got for me?
All right. Well, actually, first I want to introduce everybody to you, Cal. Cal is, as I said earlier, he's the boss. He's the man. He is the man with the plan. And he years ago decided on this plan to bring you these fabulous training videos, and we're on in the 400s now. It's really great. Cal Banyan developed the 5-path system of hypnotherapy, the secret language of feelings. He's the authority on hypnosis that works. He trains the best of the best. You should come and train with him too. Then you can be the best of the best too. And actually today you'll even get to see a little bit of the inner workings of the Banyan Hypnosis Center as we do our episode. So I've got some neat stuff that I want to talk about today, Cal.
Cool. First, what you got for me? Thanks for the introduction.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Well, many months ago, you and I talked about cultivating an attitude of gratitude. And we're getting into that season. Thanksgiving is coming, the end of the year. And I wanted to talk about gratitude. But I also wanted to talk about how we can, as hypnotists, use age regression techniques, taking people through the season and developing that attitude of gratitude so that they're prepared.
Yeah, I got no clue where you're going with that.
Oh, I have a clue. I have a plan.
Okay, so
he's the man with a plan, but okay. I have a plan too.
Okay. So how is this going to help our viewers?
Oh my gosh, because then they're going to learn. Actually, first we're going to talk a little bit about age progression. I really want to encourage people to use age progression work.
Age progression.
Age progression work, taking people through into the future as they start, we talk so much about age regression and the work, overcoming the difficulties, but then we really want to take them through in age progression so that instead of being anxious about seeing their family, anxious about all the stress or anxious about the food, that we can age progress them through that Thanksgiving meal knowing that they can.
Okay.
Good health.
So this is a different topic than the gratitude thing.
It's a combination. Want to work with age progression
for gratitude,
so that ultimately they can develop that gratitude.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay. I just got to understand. So I can understand doing age regression, going back and then finding the good in what happened, and then being grateful for the past.
Yeah.
But how do you be grateful for what hasn't happened yet? I mean, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not getting.
What's really neat, I get this a lot because I work starting in September all the way through up. I really take people through kind of these seasonal times. And they develop this gratitude. And so when I get to, you know, the what are you thinking, what are you feeling as we're doing our age progression, they get to that place of gratitude. Okay. And that's when I want to really take advantage of having the future self inform the current self in the chair about how they can get there.
Okay. So I kind of have an inkling of what you want to do with that, but I think you have a better handle on it than me. So I'm going to let you take the lead on that one pretty much. And then I'll just fill in as
I will be asking important questions about.
Okay. That things. Sounds good. Okay, good. You got another one for me?
I do have a couple more. Phew. I also want to talk about getting your clients to work for you in your marketing. So referrals, getting your clients to go out and tell their story about the great work that they did with you, sending people to you. And then I also want to talk a little bit about medical referrals. So actually someone came to me. Everyone, in case this stays in, I'm a fidgeter and I was just playing with my paper clip and it just sprung completely out of my hands.
You're not
So someone talked to me at the convention about medical referrals, and I know that
Wait a minute, you're not this nervous when we do our regular podcast.
Must have my paper clip in my hand to play with. Yes.
Okay.
About medical referrals. Mm-hmm. And so actually I had some other questions I wanted to talk to you about kind of that concept of when to accept a no for an answer versus when we need to educate the medical professional a little bit more. So I just want to talk about medical referrals a little bit.
You got anything else?
Those are my three that I have planned.
Well, I don't think I can do a whole podcast on medical referrals. I mean, it's just too simple of a deal.
Well, maybe we'll have a short one. Okay. Or I'll think of something else.
Okay.
In the midst.
Or maybe I'll think of something else.
Or maybe you'll think of something else, because I'm sure you always think of something.
Yeah. Like, I had that thing this week with how sick and tired I am of people making fraudulent advertising claims.
Exactly. That might be
that's
a great
good for a 5 or 10 minute
to,
thing.
Yep. Great time to bring in that rant.
Good. All right. So
I'm going to stop fidgeting. How you guys know the secret. I fidget.
We can help you with that. All right, good. Thank you very much. And
thank
so
you.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do just kind of a pan of your office. Well, actually, this is my
office.
But before we get started, so just so you know, so Brenda has her own office, which is over there. But this is my hypnotherapy office, and then I have a business office. We have my business office and my hypnotherapy office set up so that we can do video recording in it. So Brenda goes out of her office and comes in here to do this. So I'm going to do a little pan of the office so you can see what that looks like. Okay, cool. All right, here we are. Just a different view of my office. And you can see Brenda's set up over there with the lighting. And so there's these two umbrella lights and then the camera. And that's just simple right there. There's our doorway where we come into the office. And then little do people know, but we record 4 episodes at once. And so I have an easy part. I change ties for each episode. Brenda and Meredith before her. And of course, Erica in Washington and Celeste before her and in Texas, they have to change tops so that it looks like there's some difference between episodes and that kind of thing. So there we go. That's kind of one angle right there. That's my sound system over there for my sessions. And Brenda has turned it into a closet. I'm going to turn the camera around now so you can see a different angle. All right. This camera only zooms out so far, but over here is the area where I would normally be seeing clients right there. And while we're recording the video, we have all these blinds open so we can fill the room with as much light as possible. When I'm seeing clients, then I will have those blinds closed down so it's much more comfortable in here. And so that's, you know, what the rest of the office looks like. And it stays the same, obviously, even when we are not video recording. All right, that's it. Now we're going to go back to my office, and we'll be wrapping this up. And then after I get done saying a few things from my office, then what we're going to do is Marianne is going to talk a little bit about the technical stuff, show you how she edits and stuff like that. Brenda, you want to wrap it up?
Thank you all for joining us today. This was a really great opportunity for actually Cal and I to even be in the same room for this episode. So that was kind of fun too. So hope you guys all enjoyed watching us from behind the scenes. Have a great week, everybody.
And I enjoyed it. All right. Now we use some camera magic and bam, I'm back in my office. Hey, everybody. So now we're back in my office. Hope you kind of enjoyed the insider look, but we're not done yet. In a minute or so here, we're going to take the camera and I'm going to introduce you to Mary Ann, who sets up all the lighting, sets up the cameras, and what she does as after we've video recorded, she downloads the video into our computer and then edits it for audio and video quality and back and forth between who's supposed to be on the camera or on the screen at any one time, which is usually the person who's talking. It's kind of interesting when Erica is our co-host, she has to get that video all the way from Washington, and so her and Erica, they make sure that gets uploaded to our servers, and she does that. So anyway, Mary Ann's going to tell you about that, and she's a lady of few words, so we'll see if we can get a few words out of her, and that will be it. Hey everybody, here we're back with, guess what? The technical mind behind all this stuff, Mary Ann. Mary Ann's going to talk a little bit about what she does. She's the one that sets up the lighting, and she comes in early and does that. What do you have to keep in mind when you're setting up the lighting?
That it's directed to you and Brenda. Well, I have a checklist. And I make sure that I go through all my checklists because Cal wants everyone to have a checklist. So, yeah, I have a long list that needs to be done before Cal comes in.
Now, come on, admit, it's useful to have the checklist,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so then I sit down and you center me and get everything lit up and stuff, make sure my background isn't weird or my tie isn't on backwards and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, then you hit the record button, and we just record 4 videos, right?
Yes.
And then after the videos are recorded, what do?
I download all the videos from the 2 cameras, which takes around 40 minutes each camera. And then after I download them, I just imported them to our program, our software that we're using, which is Sony Vegas.
Now, when me and Brenda do it, we're both here at the center. But if you do it with Erica, it's a little different. How's that different?
She sends it through our FTP, through our server.
She uploads a video to our server?
Yes.
Is it all in one big hunk?
Yes.
Okay. And then after it gets uploaded, is it pretty much the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So then what's the software that we use?
Sony Vegas.
Okay, and why do we use Sony Vegas?
Because it's user-friendly.
Okay. Okay, good. And so then what do you do, basically, step by step?
Well, it's pretty easy. I just put Cal first on the first track, and then Brenda.
Now, how do you decide who's going to be on the screen?
Well, whoever talks, whoever's talking, they will be on the screen.
What if we talk at the same time? Do we ever do that?
Yes.
Then who goes on the screen?
Of course, Cal. That's why you don't talk at the same time.
Okay. Now, so Brenda and I, or Erica and I, are in different rooms. How do we hear what we're saying?
A conference call, intercom.
Okay. Or if it's Erica, we just have, we're on the phone, on speakerphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't have to have the earplug in our ear and stuff like that.
Yes.
Cool. And so what happens? What do you do next? So you've uploaded it in and you're editing it together.
Yeah, and then I apply all the filters to make Cal look handsome.
The handsome filter. Yeah, because if you guys ever see me in class, I do not look as good as I do on the videos. That's the first thing that when you go into class, you go, wow, He looked a lot better on the video, so we paid a lot of money for a handsome filter. Isn't that right?
And Brandon doesn't need any beautiful.
Yeah, Brandon, filter. Erica, you can't get on our videos unless you're beautiful. That's how you got on the video.
Yeah, I don't need any filter.
Okay, good. Can you play? Can you put that in motion so while we're talking, it can be chattering in the background? Although we don't have to hear it.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so when you're going to do that, and then you send me a copy, right?
Yeah. So after I craft the video, I render it to just an MP4, a small file, low quality, and then I send it to Cal, and then he does all the podcast stuff, the newsletter.
That's right. So I'm going to take that draft. It's not yet the quality that we're going to publish. And I use it to write the content that goes on calbanion.com with the video. We call it the podcast text, right? Mm-hmm. And then I alter that for our newsletter, and I alter it for a notification that goes out to our Yahoo groups and that kind of thing. Good. Then what do?
And then after you've done all that, you send it back to me, and then I finalize all the editing for the video.
What kind of stuff involved in finalizing the editing?
Well, just making sure that the video is playing right, and adding the title and subtitles. Yeah, just double checking everything, and then.
Like if I get a date wrong on a class, then you can put the date right underneath, right?
Yeah.
Like in white letters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I render it to 1080p, and then.
For lay people, can you explain what rendering is? What does that mean?
Like exporting, like finalizing to, so we can upload it on YouTube.
So like Sony Vegas uses a Sony Vegas file kind of thing, but then YouTube and iTunes and stuff like that, or if we want to post it on Facebook, they use a different format, like MP4 or whatever. Okay, good. Or we might not want to post a 1080p on Facebook because it's just too big or something like that. Good, good. Then what happens? So how does it get on iTunes?
Well, we upload it on our CalBanion server, CalBanion.com server, and then it feeds through iTunes. So, yeah, all the files that goes to iTunes is coming from our server, CalBanion.com.
And so then what happens?
And then.
Like, what's the last thing you do?
The transcription. I upload the MP3 file and send it to the transcription website, and then they do it.
Okay, so you make sure that we have a video version for iTunes, for YouTube, and for CalBanion.com. You also make a audio-only version and post that on the site. And then you also make sure that we get a transcription of it and put it on the site.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the most challenging part of doing these podcasts for you?
The setting up for the offices. Make sure that it's all level, it's all perfect.
The hardest part is always working directly with me, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay. And what's the funnest part?
Just editing. It's the easiest part, and I don't know, you don't need to think. It's just.
But it's kind of artistic, isn't it? I mean, you gotta decide, okay, you know, when am I gonna cut this over here, and you know.
Yes.
To produce it.
Especially when there are funny parts that I just can't stop laughing every time I'm editing the video. So that's the funniest part. Okay.
Who's the funniest person on the podcast?
Cal Banion.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell everybody?
No.
Okay. Are you glad you did this? That I made you do this?
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that's right, because if you didn't do it, you'd be fired on the spot. Just kidding. All right. Thank you, Marianne. I really appreciate you giving an inside look behind the scenes of what we do here. I think it'll help everybody appreciate what we're doing for them. And now I'm back to my office.
Bye.
Well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this behind the scenes insider look at how we set up and do our podcast, the thinking that goes into it. You'll notice that the co-hosts are the ones that are responsible, come up with the questions and the topics, and then they just basically tell me what we're going to talk about. If there's something that I feel like I don't want to cover for one reason or another, like typically if someone brings me a topic and I'm not and I don't want to cover it in the podcast, it's because of one of two reasons. One, it is really too long for just one episode. And the other reason is it's going to require more thought and planning. Like, it's a really excellent topic, but it's going to require more thought and planning. Like, you've seen, we've done the 10 keys to doing excellent age regression, 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right, and those kinds of podcasts, which are right here on this website. So we will, sometimes I'll ex-nay, but that's about the only reason I will. Otherwise, I go through it. And you saw me talking with Brenda, and if I'm not really getting what she's talking about, I have to ask her about it. And knowing that as we do the episode, the discussion will clear things up. I mean, it's always worked for us. And one last thing. So, also, the people that I've chosen to do these podcasts with me, you know, all the way from Celeste until now, they're people that, you know, that, first of all, they're really good hypnotists. Second of all, they're really smart, and they're also very able to just kind of roll with it, because that's the way we do it. If it's somebody that needs to like plan everything out and have an outline and read from a script, it's just not going to work, because we want to have that really liveliness, interchange, because everything doesn't have to be figured out ahead of time. Because one of the, you know, there's a couple main reasons for these podcasts. One, we want to give you a nugget or two in each podcast that you could use in the next session with a client. The other is, you hear me talk about gold in and gold out all the time. And just by listening to these podcasts every day or once a week or however you do that, it helps keep you focused on this important topic and thinking about it. And you can always send questions in the comments area below the videos. All right. That's it for this time. I don't know if we ran short or long on this. I told Marianne and Brenda it would be just as long as it takes. If we could get through it in 10 minutes, we could get through it in 10 minutes. If it took a half hour, it'd take a half hour. Just because I wanted to make sure that it was, you know, kind of fun and interesting for you guys. Quick announcement. The NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification course, our 10-day course at our center. The next one is March 2nd through the 13th. It's 10 days with the weekend off. 2015, and then the Week of Power. It's our advanced course. It's for people who are already certified. 7 days, Week of Power, Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification course. Once again, here at our center in Tustin, California. And of course, both of those programs, you can attend live online, because we're just really high tech here. All right, that's it. Cal with his bell. This bell, this is the one that I ring every episode. Cal Banyan. Over and out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.